Fine, we're doing the Sigha of Chazar, the Sigha of Bishul Akam. So Bishul Akam was a Gzera. When the Gzera was, what was first Pas Akam or Bishul Akam, it was Tesis has a. Tesis discusses what was first. It sounds like Bishul Akam, Pas Akam, two different Gzeras. And the Shem, Tesis, Ramban, and Machlikis is that is a bet. Bishul Akam was first, gets more of a Chasnus. Pas Akum, as generations went on, as more of a Taruvus, they came along the Arab Sass of Pas Akum afterwards, and was a little Xero. Other Yishayim say, forget! That Pas Akum was first, why? Zachim Yichya Adam, there was much more of a Kirva. Mashen came, Bishal's not so much, and then later on they came along Asad, Bishal Akum. We're going to see, it's chooses two things there, it's Pas Akum and it's Bishal Akum. So when they get Bishal Akum, what's the Sibis Adav? Ravi Shem say the Sibis Adav is going to be a Sals Chasna. So you want to keep you away from Goyim, come over for a party, and food creates a relationship, and therefore they came along and they answered Alts Chasna. Even if there is no Chash Chasna, we show from Chuz Rajba, Bas Mummer. A Koimer who doesn't have any children, right? The priest. Officially doesn't have any children, so there is no chas chasnas. Still, the pshat is because al asid b'shal akim, even there is no chasnas in this situation. We saw two in the schois, the nisuch is like plug, or the nisuch is even if this guy doesn't have, a different guy has, and that's to see what that's going to be also. And therefore, we said, who then, let's say, the person cooking it is a Swiss. So if the person thinking is a Swiss, they can't have any children, but Alpha Pekin is still going to be Aser, because play plug or Yeshazet, you know, this one can't have children, that one doesn't have any children. We said who would then if somebody marries a Bazgar, somebody marries a Ger, and she's by her biological parents, not Lachic parents. So even though the Issa was they shouldn't come to marry Aschasis, she shouldn't come to marry the daughter and you married her daughter. Marry the daughter. Still, Amai says also. They got the daughter, they asked Bishul Goy, and Bishul Goy is going to be also. It's not a gay whether you have the time or you don't have the time. And therefore, why didn't let's say a katan? I think we discuss this. Is the Bishul Akam of a Goyish a katan? So, really, two shots down. One is, well, you can't have children yet, so we don't care. I guess. The other shot really is more Misad Kavano. Shlebe Kavano is going to be Mutter. So, the shot is whether is katan have it in kavana or not? Is it going to be us or not? Shlei kavana is mutter by Bishul Akam, so maybe a katan doesn't have any das, so he doesn't have any das, he doesn't have any kavana. Abul Ma'is is mavur. If he has enough das to cook, then he has enough das. Has enough. The more cool mavur katan has a ma'is, so he has enough das to cook. Then the ma'is is going to be us. You know, the ma'is is going to be us. Who would then we say geshen is geyer? Geyer who's megayer kipshuta. The pashas definitely is that even though it's himself. And he's, I mean, a guy, but the mice of the food which he cooked before he was a Jew, that's going to be usher, because he bite the plug, and it's going to be usher, and Hoidin is Kalim, the pastor of David, that's going to need to be cautious. So therefore, the Geishayla, which I think some of you were mentioning at the beginning, maybe it was Nachum and others, let's say I see somebody eating Bishul Akam, and he does not know about it. Do I have to go ahead and tell him? What's he say to Shayla? He said to Shayla, though this is a chasness, he doesn't even know that he shouldn't get close to the guy, get a relationship with the guy. He doesn't even know that he's eating Bishul Goy. So maybe there's no side over here because there's no relationship. There's no eating food of a Goy. So maybe there shouldn't be Issa. So it's poshut that the Gedda Adav is an acid Bishul of a Goy. I don't care whether the guy knows, doesn't know. I don't care if the situation is no consciousness. But Rabbi so Belias of Kalim, right? So we shouldn't say Belias of Kalim is going to be us, a Bishul Akam. There is no consciousness over there, right? It's not so, it's just the time of the Kalim. That's the relationship. Elamai Gedda Dov is once something is Bishul Goy, the Pashul Dov is that they acid it, and therefore we don't care the fact in this situation. So even if a guy's eating the food, even if he doesn't know that this is Bishul of a Goy, Elamai says Bishul Goy is Aser, Haintas Machal's a service. We don't down every single situation to down. Is there Chasin's time? There's no Chasin's time, and about it, it's going to be Aser. Fine. When they get Bishul Mummer, so the Pesachur reason of Tarsal Moshe is telling the reasons. The reason is Chasnas, Kipshu, Tishri Mutter. If the reason is like Rashi allegedly says that the Isser is Shemir by Davartame, then maybe put in a Davartame inside, so then a Mummer, we should be gracious that maybe it's going to be something which is also inside, and therefore when they get Mummer, it's going to be also installed in two reasons. We said both those reasons are Kedushim. Even the one in Rashi, it wasn't so posh that that's really Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says the Havmina, it's not clear Rashi saying Maskana. Whether it's broken, not so clear if Rashi saying Maskana or not, in the Gay Rashi. Even if it is said in Rashi, Kipshuta, say the acid bishul of a guy. Why Shamir Vidavitame? We don't say, there's kashas over there. And I can say it's not a problem with bishul guy, bishul akim, because there's no bishul avitame in Rashi. No one's going to say that. So I'm pretty much community, it's not a problem. They ask the bishul of a guy, which is why and is what. Why they asked it, maybe because Yechshash put Dabar Tamei. But once they asked it, that's going to be answered. So if a mummer is not a guy, so then I don't care if there's Yechshash, Shemi, or Dabar Tamei, Kipshuta is not going to be in the Gzeira. And you know, therefore, the translation definitely is a very big Kiddush to say that on the Tzad, Shem, Dabar Tamei, that's going to be Aser, Asathid. Hagavon, we saw in the Akronim different reasons why maybe to be Makar Bishul Akram besides the translation. There's the Tzad of the Ran in Chulin, I think Gal on the base. Well, first, Ramshik. Ramshik had a Mechadish the Keshita. Ramshik went to say that a Bas Mummer is Dinik Agai, and there is a Ser Chasness. First of all, she's saying there is no Chasness on a Mummer. It's like the Ramshik is not true. The daughter of a Mummer gets a Din of a Agai, and therefore there would be a Ser Chasness, and therefore Avada being Nechon at some Zayr. Ran Chulin, that Gal on the base says that a mummer is dinei kenachri. So even if you say there is no issa mitzad the chasna shaboy, but like you said before, there's why and there's what and there's where. Once a mummer has dinei kegoy, even there's no issa chasnas, but he all practical purpose is dinei kegoy. Therefore, it is bishul akim, and therefore the pashas adavar according to the Ran is going to be asa. Anyway, Pascha Moshe and Shuvah says like it's Musa. To me, it's me machmer mechatesa. Doesn't stand. What? Okay, but Kipshita Ramosha is more like the Laka. We saw in the Chazanish, maybe different than Schreis, Mekel, Machmer, in the Akhar Sabeno, Shem Chazanish. In the Lamaisa, the more Mahoditic Akhsharim are definitely Mishtadel to be Machmer, or are Machmer. The less Mahoditic Akhsharim, the other Akhsharim we'll call them, are not the Machmer and the Mekel and Bishar Mummer. Lamaisa to be Machmer is pretty difficult because, you know, it's one thing to have like a nice local Yidhiridis Hakshar, which is, you know, you could get, you know, I don't think, not too many not from cooks want to work in Meir Sharm, right? Probably the taste is not too good. So anyhow, that's what they're having over there. So it's like not such a big deal. But any place that's dealing with a larger area and all over the place, you know, it's definitely pretty hard to be Machamer on Bishul Mummer. And it seems to be like most on the Halachah of the thing, but later. Not 100% so posh. It's fine. In terms of the Bishul Akim, so we said that there are 2/3 Tanoim. The first one is the Gemara has an Havamina, that's not whether that's something which is Shtanai they are. What is the Mishtanai they are? So Shevevi says that Rima Halakim brings down one Mahalak. This is the wrong Kedak. Kedak? Brings down one Mahalak. Mishtanai they are is basically just a code word for Naklakai. It brings down from the Erie that Mishtana De'ar means that something which you can't put it back to what originally was. It's totally changed. You can't put it back to where it originally to. What? Romaya. And then there's a third Mahalach that Mishtana De'ar means that it has to be a Shina. You made it, you changed it. There's some type of noticeable change in the food and how it's a different food. Different massive amounts. Do we pass him this Tanai or not? So the Shach Sukkot and Aleph brings down. Mechaber wouldn't make a Tanai. They are. Mechaber did not seem to feel to go ahead and give us that Tanai. It would seem that what? That even Lindstein is going to be us, like the Rambam. And we don't hold that Tanai. Prindas Rav Dake Boisit, Duvater Schatas. Bemis and the Kirkim Shas Kiran Varashi, they know some Shalakim Elishan and Bias Vayar, so they can Shalak Ran Rashi. Shalak Ran Rashi. And that's what Gesh Shri says. What? Chenir Dasarif. What? Chenir Dasarif. Meshkas Aran, Chenir Dasarvan. Mudash Shara Poiskin Nurdain Lachalak Vakach. So Shach is a little cryptic. He starts with saying, Chavazat Machmer, Eker and the Slug is like Rashi Ran. And he says, Dash Shara Poiskin Nurdain Lachalak Vakach. Not 100% clear what the maskana of the shach is, the shach be mekel, or is the shach be machmer. Upon him, the mechaber definitely sounds like the mechaber is being machmer and not being mekel, the chashuchim was machmer, and it seems to me that most of the paiskim are machmer, and they go more like the pashas of mechaber, that there is no such tanai. Fine. The two tanai would definitely do exist, is the Tanai of Davos Nechel Hasid Davos, which is not Nechachai, and something which is not Oyla Al, something which is not Oyla Shuk Malach. So Menegea, the Tanai of Davos Nechachai, what's he say to Davos? We saw one Mahalach in Rashi that Pshat doesn't have a Shem Bishl to it. If it's Nechachai, doesn't have a Shem Bishl, we still so maybe by the Lacha, by. Doesn't make any sense, does it? We saw one mahalach that basically it's not kosher in bushel based on Rashi over there in Veitza. We said it could be that you said a dove is, I just look fine by Shabbos, it's hard to say something which is nachachai, doesn't get shein bushel to it. The soto over here doesn't get shein bushel to it, therefore it's not going to be us. So the Ran said the more the classical mahalach was that the pshat is, the whole part is that we're looking for a kirva, we're looking for something oif to, so something which I could have eaten without the bishul of the goy, so it's not so much of a chasen, it's not so much of a kirva. Therefore, it's not going to be aser. Therefore, something which I can eat raw, I don't need the bishul of the guy, it's not going to be aser. Something which cannot be eaten raw, you need the bishul of the guy, and therefore, it's going to be aser. Even as Nakav Chai, Gemar Shabbos Taf and Aleph discusses, it seems to be Adam Chashev, Shani, Adam Chashev, Shri Machimar, not to eat something which is Nakav Kamayishu Chai. And therefore, Adam Chashev should go ahead and be Machimar, not to go ahead and eat it. He saw the kuach, the shach and kufnim days, brings it down and says like that yatvi machmer, adam chashev shvi machmer. That's something which is not nachal kumay shuchai. You have to go ahead and be machmer. And we saw the aruch shulchan, the gemara vava, and many other achronim want to say that the mice of the gemara vava seems to have a vikuach, and the man der mavadeh is mice rav adif, and he ate something which is nachal chai, and therefore they want to say that adam chashev does not have to go ahead and be machmer, and it's mutter something which is nachal chai. It's mutter for him to go ahead. In terms of what's the gedder of Nachal Chai, so we saw the Lashon Ritva Daf Lamechas, it means Kol Roy Lachal Kamay Shul Chai. It's Roy to eat the Nachal Shul Chai, even though it doesn't sound like people are doing it, it's something technically able to eat Kamay Shul Chai, even though maybe that's not the Menagah Ulam to do it, but I think that's possible and technically okay to do it. So then that will go into the din of Nachal Kamay Shul Chai. The Bekei Yosef is Medayik. And Kavya Beis, the Ritva is not like a lot of the Shreinim and Achreinim which handle the whole thing. Do we handle Yigo Vasa Rav the Ayla, and Yigo Vasa the person, the Pirkei Yosef, and Kavya Beis. He says that the Ritva would seem to be not like many of the places we discussed, the Prichadish, the Apashofan, and do you go Vasa Ruba the Alma, do you go Vasa the person himself? You know, most of them going Yigo Vasa Ruba the Alma. So they're saying Kepshuta, he's not in Shemuchach, that if the Gedder is, we're looking at what people eat, what's normal, so it makes sense. You go, what's Roy? We're just looking at what's Roy Lachal Kamoy Shulchai. So it's a little hard to figure that out. What Roy people do is what's Roy Lachal Kamoy Shulchai. We're looking at if it's technically possible to eat Kamoy Shulchai. It doesn't sound like so much as totally in Roy Mia, that's like more. You know, he's saying most is different regulations of the Dike. Those are Achorim which are dealing with that issue and saying, Palin Roy, Mia, Paladite, they're going more Derech Lachal. As opposed to Roy, Derek Lacha, as opposed to.
So it's not much like
that from the Ritva? What do you think? The Ritva is not much. He's understanding that most all the places are handling Roy and Valadaita and whatever they're going, it's telling Derek Lacha. Mm-hmm. The Ritva is much more just as a Roy, is it possible? Not that it's not in terms of that. And that's much more as Derek. That's the big issue. In terms of more, not like the Ritva is not more like that. And we saw that in terms of Chai, we saw that two different type of Gedarim in terms of Chai, because we saw in Sif Yud Beis, Benegei Dagim Luchem Gdolim and Nachal Chai Diad Chak. Therefore, Tzalang Ayu Chavim Asurim Veish Matirin. Kini Dovz Chai Diad Chak is Machlokes. So it's Nachal Chai, then there's Nachal Chai Diad Chak, which is 2 days in Sif Yud Beis, and then there's Beitza. Which even though it's Roy Lagam Machaya maybe, and Basha Chav Mubi Aser, because that's, and tomorrow that's super Tchak. There's like three levels. There's like super Tchak, that's Shur Aser. There's Nechadei Tchak, which are 2 days. And then there's Roy Lechuk Moshu Chai, that's something which is going to be Aser. In terms of how do you dan Nechuk Moshu Chai, do you go Basar the place you're in, or do you go Basar Rubid Alma? So, I think that most of the Achrayim means they don't go bust the person himself. You go bust what is normal in Rav of the world. If Rav of the world eats it, Chai, it's called Chai. If Rav of the world doesn't eat it, Chai, it's not called Chai. Huadim, they say that if your place has an opinion on the matter, then you don't see about Ladaitis. If you're in like Japan and they eat Chai, other places don't need a kais, so then an echnam in Japan would be mutter. You're down two things. You go past the Ruba Alma, plus if your old city has a clear minug, then your city's minug would definitely play a role, and that would go ahead and make a difference.
So we don't go like the
Bifadash, we go like the Bifadash. Right. The Magen Avraham discusses if you have Reich Lech Moshe Chayv, it's only Moshe Chayv at Taruvis in itself. So you would not eat, but you would. But if you put together with something else, is that called Roy Lechel Kamei Shuchayim? The first Kim Moshe brings it down. Feel him David Achen Lechel Kamei Zingbo Shachachayim Lechel Melech Shari Dem Kan Gan Dagum Liach. It should be Aser, and therefore he says that it's called. Even though right now you wouldn't eat it the way it is raw, but if you mix it into a salad or you mix it into something else, that's called Roy Lechel Kamei Shuchayim, and therefore it's going to be Mutter, and it's not going to be Aser. Huadin the. Dog of Art brings down, let's say, something which the min is Nechel Kamei Shuchai, and this piece is not, and in the Vokh, personally, it's not right, it's not right, called Sokim, in the Chodayin Chayin, Miesh. Miesh Yom Mishnah Bishlakim, Tam is Safiku, because Kamei Shuchai means all a min, then he meant Nechel Shari, even though this one is not Nechel, because not there or not. And therefore, his the T is that's studying Roiv of the Min at Ikir Chasichayin, then it's going to. It's studying Roiv, it's telling the Min over here, he's saying it's telling the Min, which is very important. We're trying to figure out, I think it's telling the Min, I think it's telling the thing itself. Over here, it seems to be saying that if it's a type of food, which Takai could have waited for Kihai. Right now, it's not Chai, Al Kapanim, that's called Min, which is not Chai, and we would not look at it as such an accomplishment. The fact that. The dog of brings down. We don't look at such an accomplishment, and therefore, will be considered nachol chai. Something be'etzem is nachol chai, but there's the reason why we cook it. You technically could eat it. The food in Hiroshima, which the cooking guy out there, the from the what? No, the disaster, or we're talking about the milk. Which they're cooking to get out the pasteurizer, but that's a very really, really Pesachim is. That's called Relachik Moshe Chai. In fact, it's a Zaytik to see why you're cooking it. That's not going to be called.
Even if you can't eat it,
yeah, that's called Zaytik. It's a Kiddush. I could hear that one. That's what we're going to. The reason why is because the mice is no shitting in the food. There's no positive shitting in the food. What about this? There's about a chassis over here. Wow. What a great thing they made this great food. You don't see that. When I'm eating it, I don't feel like anything changed in the food. It's the same as like milk. It's the same as like milk as other milk. Elamai, there was a Zaytik problem over here. Just taking away some problem, not making a proper shvach. That's not called that. It's a iftu, and therefore that's going to. I understand, but when I'm eating it, it's not the pshat is like, there was like a major accomplishment. The same milk as the regular milk in Eretz Yisrael. Elamai, this milk is the same as something else. You don't see, it took away a problem. You don't see a positive shvach in it. Therefore, it's not so much of a cure for it, if it's not called Nechel. Therefore, that's called Nechel Kishmur Chai. Now, the place Nechel Kishmur Chai is totally been, like we said, it's totally in places, totally in societies. Things change from generation to generation, it changes from place to place. Therefore, we said certain things nowadays, sushi seems to be coming in. So, if sushi, that type of fish, is Nechel Kishmur Chai, so therefore, that's going to make it that. What? Certain types of fish. The fact that ice cream, the fact that you use eggs in ice cream, we said that's not called Roy Lach Kamei Shulchai. That's legami, a different shinoi, a different surah. So we don't see egg with the asma is Roy to be Tachai. Maybe you could change the egg and make it into ice cream, make a total shinoi to it. That would not be called Nechel Kamei Shulchai. And therefore, eggs is a place where there could be a lot of issues of Bishalakim. When somebody's bar mitzvah had, they had sent up eggs or something like that. So like in the middle, like this egg station, like in the middle of the person doing it wasn't there. So like, you know, if the guy should work, went and put himself an egg up.
What did I say? The
yid lit
the fire.
No, it wasn't on. It was a case where we would have been whatever. And it wasn't vechata, like, whoa. You know what I mean? It would have been a problem of the blias with the kelim. Al kapanim.
TJ. If the food goes from place to place, that was a very shvash shayla. How do you done it? It goes from one place, which is in one place is nechel chai. Let's say the place you cooked it is not nechel chai. So therefore, over here it's aser. Now you bring it to a place which is yes nechel chai. Are we going to say it changes? Or the other way around? If it was in a place where it started off, it was nechel chai, it was mutter, then it goes to another place, it's going to the aser. So some people say it's telling the makam abishal, some people say it's telling him the place where we went to, and it was a very, very not clear shayla. Definitely to. By what? By. Now, so by pass, we brought a right from there, we see things could change. That it could start a palter and go to Baal Bayis. Start a Baal Bayis, go to palter. Mm-hmm. We see clear that things could change. It's not telling the mice abishal. So definitely, what? Yeah, we've seen it's a shayla lumdis. You say it's telling the chalois, it's telling the whatever. Elamai. Definitely, if it goes someplace which is not Shulchan Malachim to place other Shulchan Malachim, that for sure is going to be us. That's Pashut. That the Chayat Mimachim that way around. The Shaila is all the way around. If it starts in a place which is other Shulchan Malachim and if it was us, can he now change the Kamutter?
Why is
Mami Mosh? What is that? No, I would think more night. The TSLA than Echlami, it should be, you know, whenever you cook it, the food is also in places where it has a Cheshivas. It's not also in places that doesn't have a Cheshivas. But it's a little bit interesting because, like, the reason I'm struggling with it is because, let's say that's the gather. Wherever it's also where it's mutter. So now, you cook, if you, the blias on the kelim, so what happens now? I feel a little bit strange, right? Let's like say, here's my Lashon Malachim, so blias on mutter. So now, let's say I take the pot and the food over to the other place, so what happens now?
What's this?
I cooked it in one place where it's not nechel chai. But it is nachachai. It's mutter. Now, I send the pot and the food. I send it over to. It's already cooked. Is that called cooked beheter or no? Or that's called it's cooked beheter in that place?
Why? No.
Well?
As long as in the place where it was done, it's beheter.
So you think of this at that? So why do we find. No, that's the question. So the question is why bypass. We saw that the palter cooked it to sell, and then now he brings it home, all of a sudden the pot became
master. It's not the pot, the pot's selling the
bishop. No, okay, the pot maybe selling the bishop. So it's just come out. The food is going to be also in the capacity of mutter. Interesting, which is interesting. Saying that could be such a gather. You know, it's not the. The food is Mechalos Asuris. The food is Mechalos Asuris. He's saying the food is Asur, but the Blias of it is going to be Mutter. No. If you tell me there's a Gedder that this food is Asur any place where it's El Shalom Lachim. So now when I cook it originally, you know, in the 48 states, right? 50 states. So 14 of them are Mutter and 36 are Asur. Let's say that was Matzias. So now it's Asur in all those places. So then maybe it should be Bishlachim and then it should be Blias. That's what I'm saying. It's a very not clear. It's something which, you know, they didn't have in the olden days, that type of, and it's very not clear.
It's passive. If you go with the Mount Yenison, then the part is you're advising on the original Kabbalah. So then,
okay, and the matzianis. Fine, onions, masham. Let's say maybe something which is not nechel chai nowadays. Yes, we consider nechel chai. Just which food? Just remind which foods we have shayles about nechel chai. Just which one food?
Hot
is not nechel chai.
Cranberries.
Hot is a nechel chai. I don't think corn's not chai.
You said it's a
some people don't eat it.
Corn? Corn is not chai?
Corn
is not chai nowadays. It's not chai. Fine. Now, if you have a taruvis. If you have a taruvis, because again, we're running out of time. If you cook it, it's totally in the ikker. Ikker is something which has bishlakas v'yaser, and now it's going to be mutter. This is where we have ingredients. Now you cook it separately. You have ingredients, put it all together, it's going to tell you in what the ikker is. What's the ikker? That ikker is telling you in brachas, since we're placing them on like a tshuva, therefore it's telling you in raiv. Zainis has a bizunder chashivas, even if it's a miyot. We get a chesivas with the Quran of Italian race. Chatzi chatzi. So kipshuta, you say chatzi chatzi is going to be aser. It's not going to be batal. So chesun arachas shochad. It's half something which is aser, something which is mutter. Rosh Hashanah say it's mutter. You know, it seems like a chiddush, but it might say kach pasak darachas shochad. What is the reason based on Gimel that panada shav akim is going to be aser? The reason why is because over there something which is not ingredient, something which is nicker, something which is ban. Therefore, that's something which is going to be aser. Shenkein. If it's something which is ingredient, so then the halacha is going to be tali and.
But it can't be banned.
It can't be banned. It's some other ingredients, tali and maxa roiv, and that's going to be the gather. Fine. Menigay ol shochem halacha. Yeah. Menigay ol shochem halacha. So ol shochem halacha is difficult with the kasha of mikdash. So I'd say it's a very difficult sigya because whenever dealing with terminology of Chazal, it's very hard to know exactly what they meant and what's going on in there. To try to figure out what's going on a couple thousand years ago, what the Malachim were, what was going on in the world, is something which is very difficult. So Mitzadaka says, I'll show the Malachim. So Pasha Yid, not knowing anything, you know, if he's just like born on an island and you open up a Gemara, it says there's I'll show the Malachim is going to be Aser. If it doesn't go on the king's table, it's going to be Mutter. You know, it seems like a very simple Pasha to get there. The issue is that, what's the logic of that? Why would that make sense? Why should we tell you in the kings? Like, what are you trying to do over here? We're not worried that you're running off with some princess over here. That's not what's going on over here. It's like, why should the guy be telling Eilal Shalom Malachim? Who cares what the... Huh? Like, it doesn't make so much sense, Lo Miskaba Ale, that the guy should be Eilal Shalom Malachim Mamish. Unless you're going to tell me, the pshat is, that worry about chassis over here. Unless you're going to blow them away like some fancy, schmancy party over here. So then that's going to make a problem of chassis. Stop, just hanging out a bit. So, make a taste of that's going to be considered such a fancy, fancy thing that's going to be an issue. But, right, there's terminology and it's a little bit hard to miskabal leiv to say you should have to have what the rich, fancy people do. Befrat, like Kaisel, Befrat, all the generations of Kaisel, we were like extremely poor. Now Kaisel is very, very wealthy. Kaisel is always poor through the Davis. Like I mentioned, when that Kaisel say, Maisel Sofim, how could be a chi if you have to give Maisel of your money? We think money grows on trees. And, Dick Agnias, all generations, to say that together was that the only asset pump the guys blowing away this meal, which the Shulchan Malachim had, which who could afford such a thing, it'll be very strange that that'll be going to be exited together inside that. Mitzad Beis, also, there's a shayah, what does it mean Shulchan Malachim? Does Shulchan Malachim means the king, what they do in a public forum, or what the king does in the privacy of their home? So it's Pashit a borer that the fact that you have a king who just has, to read the king eating habits and a regular person eating habits, a lot of dafka have to be different, right? Maybe a little more aristocratic, but the fact that Nancy Reagan drank some alcohol, we're not going to say that's called, not alcohol, like rubbing alcohol, for the alcohol, shabbat. We're not going to say that's Eilal Shulchan Malachim. We're not going to say that's going to be Eilal Shulchan Malachim, the fact that they ate a rabbit or something, it's not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. I've always asked to be, when we say Eilal Shulchan Malachim, there's some type of level of respect which they're eating. And even when we say Eilal Shulchan means in the privacy of the home, it doesn't mean the privacy in the home, the pshat is that they're just like pound on something. It means like when they're serving a king private, what's the king chef going to make? And I don't think the king chef going to make something lo mechubad. He's not going to do that. Maybe the king, you pop him whatever, they'll pop it when no one's around and no one's looking, but they're not going to order that. And it's not going to be something the choyra. So even on the tzad, it means in the privacy. It doesn't mean the privacy you have to look at. I don't know. Let's say if you want to say Shalom, it means like Donald Trump, whatever he eats, because he's, snacks on whatever. I don't think that's going to make it this busted bar. That's not going to make it Shalom. It has to be that whether it's something in a matzah or some type of love in the chabadis, are they going to serve it to him or not? And I don't think he's going to order that from the White House chef. So Kapanim, basically the three stadim in El Shulchan Malachim. We can say El Shulchan Malachim means Malachim in public, that I think we saw a star case with such a together. Right, why should it be like that? It would be very, very strange why Chazal should do such a thing. Why we're looking for through the Shleim of B'Shaita, like we're looking for a fancy thing, when Why should that be? It doesn't make so much sense that it should be like that. That we're looking, that one, no one had the money, no one could afford it, and this is chasnis. So why should it be such a high level? Why should it be such a high level thing? Why by passing they say, wow, only a very fancy pass? Okay. It'll be very weird to say such a thing that that'll be the gather supply. The other gather, the thing that we see in the chasnis, what the Queen of England eats sardines in the privacy of her home, therefore that's considered a ship malachim. The source of the book question about that, why should be told, like, you know, son of a cannot say a rabbit. But about that, when the cousins didn't mean that. It means if they would serve it to the Queen of England, you know, the Queen of England doesn't cook her own salad, her own breakfast, right? It's served, it's set up, it's done by something. There is some level of nechabadis of that. So it doesn't have to be when they're doing a meal to other people. If it's served in the privacy of the home, then about that has some level of nechabadis, then it's going to be considered as going to be awesome. It's a, well, okay, it could be awesome. Yeah, it could be also, yeah. On Second Avenue. There's like the Isavata brings down, it's wrong to know. Isavata brings down that the Malachim is Lavdafka, that Malachim Huidin Sarim, Huidin Hashem Mukhbadim, and the gather is going to be that the Pshat is that if it's done by Hashem Mukhbadim, therefore. Which is much more miskabel aliv that we should go such a thing that why should we need malachim? Why should we need malachim? It should be something which is someone has some type of love nechbadus who then sarim. Lashon Rambam is because these are things which a person's mazman chaveria love. That's and something which mazman chaveria love. That's something which is going to be usher. That's definitely more miskabel aliv. But lamaisa, it is a little bit difficult because like it's definitely more miskabel aliv that should be the gather. But lamaisa, why does Chazal say shochem malachim? Yeah, it's you know, a little bit bothersome. Mesalecha doesn't make sense that she malachim mamish. Like, why should it be? But Mesalecha is like, why do they say such a thing? Elamai, you know, the olden days of Shad is there were the rich people and the poor people, and just a mushel of poor people invited something which rich people did. Yeah, but Hakabam, those are the three Gedarim which are work with in Kayetzon. I think we major nafkaminas in terms of a lot of different foods. Maybe it might not be, if we're looking at a White House dinner, so that's going to be very, very mugbal. But later, it's very namaskaba aleve. She didn't need such a fancy thing. It's mamish namaskaba aleve. If you're looking at the White House in private, that definitely is going to be, or the a king in private, that definitely is going to be a more broad get. It doesn't mean whatever they eat. It means when they're being served by, every single meal, is some type of love and nechbadus, then that's going to be considered a lashon malachim. I'm not going to have the dan. Oh, okay, what the White House, not the mouth. It's showing a level, means that, it's showing a level, whatever. But I don't see why, it doesn't make sense that it has to be such a fancy thing. So definitely more in the Skaba Alev altogether. It's something which people are Mazman Alav and Malachim. Once you see, look, once this Veda came with Malachim Alav Dafka within Sarim, that seems to give us a right to say that we're looking for something Nechbadus, and it doesn't mean Mamash Melech. And together there is something which has Nechbadus, and the person's Mazman Sudasi Alav, and then therefore, it's going to be awesome. Now, in terms of big discussion, whether is there a light plug over here or not? This also is a very difficult issue over here. So when we said Echad, and that's a suggestion by a little bit of difficulty, what's going to be with Papyrus? So by Papyrus, we saw that there Ayo Shulchan Aruch is the pass. Ayo Paparis is Ayo Shulchan Aruch is the pass. Paparis, the lesson of Shulchan Aruch is Lavis the pass means it's coming to Lavis the pass, bread. Ayo Paparis. What does Paparis mean? Different Shulchan Paparis. But let's say we go with the Ma'at of the Chumra of the Aruch Shulchan. He says Paparis means something like a dessert that's going to be Aser. So also in Sephardi is a little hard to understand. So why in the world are we asking a dessert? You're not Mazman on a dessert. I'm Mazman on the main.
What do you mean? Just. Yeah, come over for dessert. Friday night. Come over after you serve the dessert.
So they ask, what? What?
Definitely.
You're inviting for dessert? I mean, you're inviting for the thing. You have to have some food, you put out dessert.
So that's a chashuva. You put out for dessert.
Just like
the
side,
the rice, whatever you
think. Okay, let's go. Or rice. Let's say something like rice, and something which is a chilek of the suya. It seems to be that they ask everything which is a chilek of the suya. Now, if we have the misvar, why should that be us? Like, I have nothing which is chashuva over here, I just have rice. I would never invite anybody for rice. I have nothing which is chashuva in the meal.
I just have one part, one food aside this, which person would serve as part of a chashav meal. But this food,
once you just had meat, would you order them? Would you pay them?
I'm saying, but this thing alone, a person would never invite anybody over. So, like, why in the world is that something which is going to be out there?
You would invite anybody for the meat.
What?
You just had meat without invitement.
Fine. So, I know Kishani Latsmi, I would have thought that should be a Suda, Shemazmu, that's going to be us, sir. And you shouldn't have to done every single food. That's how I think of it. No, Kishani Latsmi, we see in the Suga, not like that. But Ms. Svara, just going with Ms. Svara, I would think, how glad together would be. Is this something which is a Suda Shemazmu love? It's not Suda Shemazmu love, it's going to be mutter. So, we see not like that. We see not like that. We see from the Daily Paiskim, Bala Daiti Eitzel. It's a the place. They're all saying that no, it's not together. Sudish and Maslov, the chilik of the Suda, which is part of it, is something which we part of a meal. Which I mean, Maslov, they're going to go ahead and be asa. This is why in the world should that be? There isn't no one's mazin on the rice. So you have to say one of two things. You have to say that pshat is that they want to keep you away from whenever. So therefore, like they gave it together. Anything which is any shaykhus to shulchan malachim, any part of it, lemehem, leminam, whatever, we're going to ask for that thing. Even though this thing alone is not something which, you know, this thing alone is not something which, you know, this no one be mazman this chilek. They went in and asked it. Whether we say the words like plug, or they extended the xera to keep you away from them. So therefore, they asked it even in a scenario. Oh, we're not going to have time to finish that. Even in a scenario which.
Maybe the Jew will go and eat the meat, which is the other side.
You're not going for that. You're not being mazman on that. Not mazman on that. I don't know if we see that. Something, I don't know. I don't know if the nusach is like plug or the nusach is like anything which is a chirik if they want. There's like archaka and they answer that also. And the prechad as well is not true. It's only something like a pas. Only the Muslim is bia. But all the like, other person was going like that. Well, I'm saying, Kaslav is right. This is some type of level of mitzad achad. I've seen anything which is a chilik of the Suda, they went anywhere to keep you away from it, or far away from it, and they went and then asked it. Which is weiter, going back to the discussion before, they had to be melachim mamish. As long as kabbal alev, like, any, they went and said any part of the food meal, like, it's just like they came along, they asked it. But it has to be, only if the king does it, like, that's such a chashuva thing. Like, upping the game and then, like, birding the game, which is like a weird gather of doing such a thing. Mitzad beis. Any food which is Machab ben Desoy, we have a discussion in Rishayna. Machab ben Desoy, is that going to be also, is that going to be Mutter? Machab ben Desoy, Kipshuta, who is not Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Not Mitzabez. Another riot in the discussion. So Machab ben Desoy is not Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Therefore, if they answer it's a food, even though it's not fully cooked, what's going to be Sayyid Dav, what's going to be the Gather? Why in the world is that something which is going to be Aser? So I did see there a Padva brought down in the Shuva, and again, I think it's Gimel Chav Zayin. And the gay is having chewing the gay canned food, he brought down from the Teres Lamesha. Which is the machlekes, Machmed to say is, do kings eat it or not? So, Vadi, need all the Shulchan Malachim, and that's going to be the machlekes. Which is a pella, number one, in stomach. So, we're saying a king eats something which is, if you come along and tell me that Machmed to say is, it's sad to say that kings eat it. So, number one, in terms of what the gather of kings is, I don't know. No, you tell me we're looking for the highest thing, the king. Like you're not eating something which is Machab ben Desai, so it was the people we eat on the run, right? You're saying it's El Shulchan Malachim. It was a very fascinating topic in terms of what it was going to be. What?
First
lesson. He brought down. I did not see the side. So yesterday, I've been trying to didn't get a chance to look it up. The tshuva about the canned food. More pasta malach lapidi daket tshuva that. Even though this is not Oil Shulchan Malachim, but this food is, yes, Oil Shulchan Malachim, which is not there yet. It has the potential to be Oil Shulchan Malachim. You could finish cooking it with Oil Shulchan Malachim. Therefore, a min Michael, which you did a bishul to, which I had to say a bishul to, which could be Oil Shulchan Malachim, that's something going to be usher. But no, not at all. So it's a min Michael, which would be Oil Shulchan Malachim, that's something which is going to be usher. But if it's not a minmach, which is also, therefore you go ahead and fix it up, that something is going to be aser. So far in terms of like how raw the extended is there, I think we see two things so far. If the food could get potentially there, that's going to be aser, even though it's not there. With the akashuvah says, then the meat you serve, well, nowadays the world's very, very advanced. You don't just serve regular meat to king. They put all sorts of basil, so out of all sorts of things go on it, right? And all sorts of ingredients and this and that. And even though you don't have those ingredients, but that's still going to be also because technically you could put in those ingredients and that's going to be also. We also see that they extended it. Anything which goes on the king or mochalachim, whatever that means, even if you wouldn't be mazman on that, but they asked it everything which is a chilek of the suit that's going to be also. What do we see the flip side? What do we see that where there, we know for sure there is no loy plug and it made a difference? Different types of bishul. We saw the same type of food. Bishul is going to be usher. Tikkun is going to be usher. But if you don't cook it in a regular way, you do ishan or you do kavish or you do maliach, it's done in a different surah, that's not going to usher it. The Prichadash says by the nuts, there's a difference between bishul and roasting it, coming to mind as it was. So even though it's the same food, this food, if you cook it one way, it's Alashim Malachim, the other way, it's not Alashim Malachim, the way you do Shalom Malachim is going to be Aser, the way it's not Shalom Malachim is going to be Mutter. So we see that they did not extend the loy plug to different types of different start cooking, that's not going to be Aser. The place where there seems to be debate is, what's the Malachim that the Min is Alashim Malachim? But this food is not a shulchan malachim, aka potato chip hack. So do you, so where does it start from? It starts from the shakwiz in the Sveta, the kirk of an alarba, a chlan alarba inish, not something which puts a mazman on of so much. Still, it's not going to be really scabbed, still the din is that it's going to be also out special akam. What's the reason why it's special akam? Chedek achreim say what's the reason why? Loi plug be min basa lezel min basa zeh. It's all basar, and therefore it's going to be asr. Mitzad beis, therefore some people are not going to be dentists because it says that there's light plug. Mitzad beis, there's definitely a mahalach saying that what? That being, number one, pshat is satr inside is, if you look up, he says, because it's papyrus. Even though it's not something we mazman love, but it has dinner papyrus. So being has a dinner papyrus, therefore that's the reason why it's going to Void vita, misvaras, maybe I'm helping out. Is there any reason in the world they should make a light plug on the men? Why should they do such a thing? But they didn't ask, you know, the type of food which I could fix up, did it come a second? Let's forget. The type of food which you could fix up to make the malachim that are here. They asked for that food because this food is something technically, it could get, it's shlesh, it could have got there. It's cooked, I could put better ingredients, technically, it could have gotten there. That's what we see. Different types of bishul, we say, they didn't make a light plug. Anything which goes on the king's table, we said, even though he might as well this food physically, he's going to be also. Now we're doing something which is, this is not oil shem malachim. So they should come along and say, loy plug any type of, in the minute that they ask for that, is there any reason why Mitzvah they should do such a thing? No, but where do we see a remez in the sugya they do such a thing? Bishul, tzli, they didn't do it. Same type of food. Elamai, that's a different type of thing. So now, why in the world should it, when just why should it be?
Like let's say the tzaddik, let's say passing after a bishul or the other, you see that there's a right up to this, or maybe up to the potato chips.
All right, I'm saying bishul and CAC did not make them
Xera. That's because it's already finished.
It's finished, right? Here also, it's finished. Potato chips are finished now. So we're saying there's a loy plug because this is in the family of potatoes. It's a family of potatoes.
You can mix amina, but different types.
Why do you mix amina?
Different types of cooking.
No, I'm just saying.
Categories.
So different, it's that thing. Different types of cooking is more different category than potatoes. Potatoes, like a whole different thing. If a person doesn't think about it, no, I'm getting a very simple guy there. Is this a min, Michael, which has the potential to be Elo Shalchem Lachem? Yes, yes, no, no. So, I think it's a very gata, simple.
Curly fries.
Don't be so difficult. I don't think so. It's a very simple guy to figure out, is this a min, Michael, which has potential? Yes, 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 no, no, it's not so complicated. Just do you do it or don't do it. Fine. It's just like your society, it shouldn't be so difficult to figure out.
What I'm saying is the shaped couscous.
What I say?
Shaped couscous.
I don't see why it should be awesome. You know, just look at the Michael. This is Michael, you know, this Michael, Oil Shemalkam, now Shemalkam. I think if Shuta, it's right. Again, I don't see why and where somebody's driving us to say, look, where do we see that there's a light plug? We see maybe in the Men Michael, we see the food has potential, we see Michael decide to fall. You know, I don't see so much. Now, a couple more times, we're not going to have time to finish
that. All meats are
going to
be
awesome?
No.
If it's Oil Shemalkam, I don't know. Most meats probably are, but you would know this grade A, B, C, D, and E. I don't think grade D is going to be usher if no Adam Chashev would be mazman. No one would be mazman on such a thing, and it's
why
not.
Grade D, had it been grade A, that same type of leap, yeah? Had it been grade A, would be over.
So. Excuse my ignorance. What's the grade A and grade D?
It's the type of guy. How much fatty or whatever.
It's how much quality control when they did it?
It's the exact same piece of meat. It's just
But why is it better? Why is it better? What made it better?
It's chewier and softer.
What made it chewier and softer? How to get chewier and softer?
If the casual
is
what they eat depends on
what it
eats.
Size and it's
going to
be proper
meat. Yeah, it actually
I think if it's that look, if it's that sug, Michael, fine. Aruchos shugans mechadish to us. Okay, aruchos shugans mechadish. That Riboy is not Karel Shulchan Malachim. The fact that they have everything, the Aruch HaShulchan, the fact that they have Riboy Machon, the fact that they have everything there, that's not going to make something Karel Shulchan Malachim. So the fact that you go to wherever your gather is, whether it's a king or a state dinner or Yanning Achasna, they just put everything there just like you feel at home. So you have tons of food over there, and part of the shtick is, that's not Karel Shulchan Malachim. Therefore, Benigeya, a couple of cases. So, and again, breakfast cereals. So, kids, what's Karel Shulchan Malachim about? Meat, chicken, rice, parekas, and all these type of foods which are Chashma Machalim, that's going to be also. Something like breakfast cereals, being that Kipshuta is going to be mutter, because that's not something that's inside Reboy, it's not inside the Chashivas. Candy, popcorn, chocolate, things like that, that's something which the Chayra is not part of a Chashma Machalim. And soda, and it's going to.
Soda.
Oh? Soda pop, Coca-Cola. It's any has Rave Mayim, so it's not a shayla. But oh no, it's both. One second. Now Benigeya. So potato chips can be demand, I think. Is with the Pringles, I think it's a little more difficult because Pringles Messias is they cook it as a potato, if I understand it, if that's a Messias, and it's Roy Lachal, and they're making it from potatoes. So that gets a little more difficult. You have to get those shayos. You have to come to those other side to get there. But besides, if it's a regular potato, potato is all shulchan malachim. So already it was aser. Now the question is, if I das to make it something else, madinoy, that's not going to be a dover. That's not going to be considered a dover. That's not going to be a dover bar. You have to come on to other side to get it there. Canned fruit. So is canned fruit all shulchan malachim? What? Depends on the ones which are cooked. I'm saying some of them are not chakai, some of them are cooked.
Even then, the min
is all shulchan malachim. Fine. Tavlin is machlekes in the day achrayin. Some kluga, shemaria. Something which is a tavlin in itself is not a shulchan malachim. It's more b'torah tavlin. That's something which was a. That's something which is a machlekes in the day achrayin. There's some kluga chirvings down. There's tuf tamidas. There's a shemaria. Don't have any major opinion on the matter. It's not a double bar, so it's like here, you make kind of like can, right? Misfara, I would think that it's not Mistabda that they would ask for such a thing, but Mitzad Beis, we are back to that issue. Anything which maybe goes on the king's table, they went in and answered. That's a shadow. One of the rises. Mitzad Echad, all the ones with sugar, the whole discussion about sugar. So sugar is like that. And they say, Zadigat Teirim, Nachachai, Nachachai. It sounds like most of the Achorim is going to be Machorim. When it comes to sugar, they come out with the Zadigat Sibas. I don't think they go so much to that Teirim of Tavlinim. So it seems like more Noita Dover is Lachimer. Fine. Now, Benigeya. That Teirim, just want to see if they're having a share, because I think we're running out of time. So far, the three out of Teirim. Ritatsis Mechadis is another act over here, that just like there's a hat there, Tafka, Paspal Abayis, not Paspalter, so it didn't Bishalakim. Bishal Palter is going to be Mutter, and Tafka Bishal Balabayis is going to be also. Therefore, according to Ritats, everything basically is going to be Mutter. Why? Because anything which is made in a factory, anything which is not, as long as it's not made in your Shver's house, that's something which is going to be mutter. The Achrayim, Meritats is definitely a fascinating chiddush. Not something which, if you learn the sugi, you never would imagine such a thing. The sugi said, Bishlakim or Shulchan Malachim doesn't mention anything else. Also with Pas Palter, I'm not thinking something about Bishul Palter, and definitely the Stami Sadavar and the Pashas Sadavar definitely is something which is not going to be Hatter, and something which is going to be Aser. You know, there's a Tkufa I used to have like a little bit Inver of Yashiv. It sounds like a lot of Shilas to Rav Yashiv. Hayde Shliach. So anytime like you send Rav Yashiv any of these type of chedushim, you never miss Yachas, like not even as a tzir of these type of things. So that was the Pashas Sadavar is you never imagine the world. If I had someone come along and say, ah, I have a new chiddush now. Palter, pas, palter's mutter, pas, palter's mutter, superficial akum. Like, we never even sample stuff. So, for this, you know, we live in an information age nowadays to be able to dig up all sorts of new, Mishenim and Gedele Achreinim, which are Dvaram Bo Mukhidashim. And the Pasha Adavar is.
Bring it down.
I understand. Some of them bring it down. I'm saying, but definitely the Pashas Adavar is a glat the mensch. I'm saying it's not a glat the mensch. I mean, it's not good. The Pashas Adavar, you would never assume such and such out there from the stomiest Adavar of the stomiest Adavar of the Sege. Therefore, the most of the Achrim don't use it as so much of a svar. So, where do they yes use it? This is Nusra Mishnah Ramosha, a very fascinating concept. Ramosha wants to say that. They asked the Bishlak and Mishnah Chasnas. LMI. Why they ask in a factory or a palter? Because they like plug. It's like a Moshe, like plug is only if it's similar to the original Gzeira. As long as there's no shackles, the original Gzeira is going to, you know, I can say like plug. Zephyr is like a Moshe Feinstein. That when you're dealing with areas, machinery, which they don't have in the regular world at large, and that's something which they have over there, it's like a Moshe Feinstein. That's something which is, there is no like plug. And therefore, it's going to be more than that type of situation. But the Mechitzit Tzok in some of the Tshuvas says maybe Rav Yitatz is because it's Tufay. Therefore, some of the Chilik of the American Hashem, they start using these Tzirufim, they start doing factory plus something, and they want to go ahead and be Mitztarefet. No, definitely the Alalik the Achrenim just say like, you know, it's not even a tziruf, you know, it's a mechatesa to be mistarif, such a thing. One thing I'm about to mention, let's say something which is that's a mechashur of food. It's not all shulchan malachim, which is because the taste buds are different. You know, the taste buds are different. Roost, I don't think any Sephardi food would go on a table of a regular melech, unless, you know, just culturally they have certain type of hot spicy food. Just because the melech doesn't like hot spice, but there's no Sephardi melech at the present moment. So, right over the world doesn't eat it, and then the Sephardim in America, so wherever. Or let's talk about challend, right? Challend is Jewish food. It's not Eilat Shulchan Malachim. So, is that going to be considered Eilat Shulchan Malachim? Or not? I keep shooting about that. Would be something Eilat Shulchan Malachim. Well, you don't find it anywhere, but just because, like, if they would taste it, they'd say it's good. It's not because it's not beside the psychos of the food. It's just certainly culturally. You know, let's say you have Hispanic melech, you know, comes a melech. So I don't think you can have to say now all of a sudden all just culturally that's where it's from. That is going to be if you get a Chinese immigrant becomes a melech. So I don't think you're going to say that all of a sudden now everything turns into that. Keep shooting. I just have to give me a check if it is.